It's the Papa and Josh Exposed Himself Show.
The craziness of, like, the perfection of how this all ended up working out. Like, everything.
Yep.
Christmas, right? Maybe some current events.
I'm thinking I'm going to be talking about my sump pump issues.
I got sump pump issues, too, so we're going to do that.
Yeah, adulting. Talk about
and
your
more
house.
On episode 26 of fucking Bubba and Josh Expose Themselves. We're back, bitches.
Oh, here we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I was recording that whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. I've been recording for like the last 4 minutes.
But I'm only going to use the section of that. We should probably hit on some of the move.
The move?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I want to go over that because that's part of the stories. I mean, because so what I think we should do is we should rewind. We should rewind to the last time we were together. And go back to that moment in time, which I believe was Austin, Texas. We were in Austin.
No, we weren't.
Yeah. We were in Austin, Texas, and hold on.
That was forever ago.
I looked it up today. I think it was 3 months, almost 4 months were going on.
Oh, God. No way.
So, yeah, it's been a hot minute since we recorded an episode. Sorry.
Yeah,
we were busy.
Guys.
And when we weren't busy, it was really hard to fucking do anything else but just want to hang out and game.
Yeah, man. We didn't really get a whole lot of time to ourselves.
Yeah, no.
Couple months.
No,
and when we
not
did,
really.
We cherished it.
Yeah, exactly. And besides, like, at that point, when you're doing a tour where you're doing anywhere between 3 and 5 shows a week or whatever we were doing, there's not a lot of time to look at the news and keep up with everything that's going on, unlike when you're home.
Yeah, no.
It's a little easier to stay on the fucking, on the dial, right? Like, it's a lot easier to just stay up to date. When you're on the road, like, yeah, man, we're watching memes and shit. We're not really worried about the news unless, you know, like, I'm trying to think what was, like, something that came out of the news that was huge while we were gone.
I don't remember.
Right. Bingo. That's the right answer.
Sorry. Like, wrong guy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Definitely not me. So, yeah, that's, it's been an interesting year. 2023 is almost at a close.
Yeah.
We're recording this on December 28th.
Yes, fifth? Today. Sixth, yep, today seven, is the 28th. Your goddaughter's birthday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. She is 2.
Yeah, Ella.
She is 2 today. Are you doing that thing this weekend?
Yep, that's Saturday.
Oh, I better be better. I'm a little under the weather.
Are you coming?
I hope so. I will be if I'm not sick. If I'm sick, I'm not coming, obviously.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Because, I mean, it's going to be kids and shit. I don't need to get anybody sick. So I'm on full day, like, I'm past 24 hours of starting to feel bad. So tomorrow's Friday. So, I mean, if it's in and out of me, let's hope I've got my
NyQuil. We're not worried about it, man. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of kids running around. Erica and Craig are going to be there, I think, and a few more adults. Still,
I mean, I'd like to show up, obviously. So that's going to be my goal. That's my goal. If not, I don't want to risk getting anybody sick.
Yeah, no
but
worries.
You have to send me the thing that you guys got, or the reading thing, or whatever the fuck, so I can get her something
else. Oh, yeah.
Yep. So.
Yep.
But yeah, so it's her second birthday. And this is episode, like I said, this is episode 26. We were on the road with a touring group I was out for about 5 months.
I was out from August 20th or 22nd, something like that, till December 10th.
Yeah. And so we had like a couple small breaks, like blip breaks. Like, I think my shortest was like 20 something hours.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that later. And then my longest was, I guess, the Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, Thanksgiving break was 3 days.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was 3 full days at home.
But yeah, that's a long time to be on the road. And it kind of flew by. Once you got out there, it got a lot better. So I guess we'll go back, do a quick recap. Bubba came out to save the day. We were struggling.
You know, that's what T said to me when he gave me a hug goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, we could just do first initials. That's easy. Yeah. T. T was our crew chief. Awesome fucking dude. Like,
love him.
God, I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's fucking awesome. And just so fucking well prepared. So to rewind, so I can put this all together at the end instead of having to tell multiple stories, that kind of key part of it. I want to just rewind a little bit.
Really?
Right before I took this tour, I was out on another tour. You may or may not recall that I was overseas with a group.
Dicks.
I got fired.
Dicks.
That's the full story. I mean, fired. Like, right out of a cannon when I landed in the U.S. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. I don't know what's going on. I wasn't fired from the company that I work with, but I was just let go from the tour. And I thought it was unfair. And in an 18-year career, it was the first time that it ever happened to me. But then I luckily found out, you know, this company that I work for, they're very forgiving and were willing to give me another shot. Immediately sent me out within 10 days of me being home. I think I wasn't home more than, because I was like supposed to have a 7-day break, and I think I flew back out 10 days, 10 or 11 days.
Yeah.
So I got an extra few extra days at home, and then I ended up with a tour that was 2 months, 2.5 months longer, right? And this is when I get out there, and, you know, the crew is nice, the crew is great, like the whole crew. I'm not just talking lighting, which is what we do. But there was just one person, it was their first time being on a gig. This was a larger gig that it's just like, sometimes you got to cut your teeth, you know. This person had gone to school to eventually become an LD, and that's what they want to do. So, you know, cool. Maybe they need to find the way to get the fast track to that. But they never toured before, so things were falling behind.
Yeah.
You're doing 2-day load-ins. Literally.
Yeah.
It was taking us 2 days to load the show in.
Oh, my God. That sounds so painful just thinking about it.
The first couple of weeks until you came out, and I think we did it for a week or two after, or maybe even a little longer after you came out, but we were doing all of our days off. If we could get into the venue that day, on that day off, we were going right to the venue and loading, start loading.
Yeah, I hate
we lost a
like
lot
that.
Of days off early on. So what they did is they cut down a little bit on the production side of things, and we got a replacement for this person who was I gotta say, lovely person, very jovial, big heart, very nice, but not ready for that level of touring. And I don't think I'm saying anything wrong by saying that. It was just that, you know, that is the type of touring that you do once you've had a good handful of years. Like, in my opinion, I think one of the best ways to learn is to get thrown into it, but not that hard. Like, you got to go do some theaters, and then you got to go do some arenas, maybe some stadiums, mix them up.
And the way I look at it is like, so
learning the basics,
those initial club, theater, shed tours and things like that, you learn quick because you're having to adapt every day to something new because they're smaller venues. So you're having to put this little thing into like this huge thing into this little box, you know, and. You know, you get creative with all that, and you get fast with how you load in your truss and how you load in your cable, and you know how to do home runs, and you know how to make hods, and you know how to do all these different things. And, you know, if you haven't done all of that and learned all of that, then being thrown into something this large. See, and when you think about it, there's enough guys on the tour to make it to where it's not that bad. You have your section, he has his section, he has his section. The bigger the tour, the more guys, really, you're not doing a whole lot more than you do on a smaller tour when you think about it.
Right.
You're just responsible for this part of the you know, the gig. But a lot of people have a hard time compartmentalizing that as well. And they also have a hard time seeing the big picture of where do you fit in with the entire load in? Where do you fit in with the entire loadout? And that comes with cutting your teeth over at least a couple of years, you know, at least do a couple tours.
Right. Exactly. No, it wasn't a good place to be put into. And doesn't matter why or why it didn't happen, what or why it happened that way. But you know, we had to call in the Bubba guns, and so I happen to be like, it was literally one of those things that like Bubba had been trying to get some work through the place where I work, and things weren't working out in that direction. So it was just like, it was kind of like, when will the time be where I overhear a conversation where I could be like, got you. And it started to happen early on. Like, I warned him, like, day one or day two of the gig. I was like, bro, I'm putting you on standby. Like, I haven't fucking talked to anybody, but I'm putting you on standby. Because this cannot, and I think the company's out of people. Like, they're scraping right now. And we need someone who knows what they're doing. And I pretty much put you on standby pretty early on, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Even before I fucking said anything. And then I said something to T, the crew chief, and he kind of forgot about it. And then we were at a gig. It was only our second full gig. We'd gone through like 2 weeks of prep and 3 weeks of prep and rehearsals, if you count it all together. We done a really, really fucking big gig that was entirely the different fucking setup than what we did in prep and rehearsals, which was awesome. which oh boy, that was a bad gig. Lots of shit for days, bad loading. We were at the second gig, only the second gig in, when I happened to be walking by on like day two or day three, I guess it would have been, because we had two shows there. I think this is the one that we were loading out from, or maybe it was day three. I don't know. There were some advanced days on it anyways, because it was so bad. I happened to go up my, I was like, I got the guy for you. And there were some people who were immediately like, oh, you know, we need to make sure it's a good guy. And like, the whole time I had mentioned it to T before this, I'd like mentioned some of the things that you'd worked on, but I'd never mentioned the big three letter thing.
Yeah.
Can I say that one?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So I said, oh, by the way,
Olympics.
Like, because the guys weren't, there was a couple guys that weren't convinced, you know. Again, I'm new with, some of these people I was brand new with, like T, R, L I knew pretty well because we toured together before. M I knew kind of because we had been in the shop around the same time and I was introduced by my buddy Martin. So I knew him, and he like instantly friended me on Facebook the whole nine yards. Anyways, so I've known him for a while. I've seen his travels in the last 2 years that we've known each other, right?
Yep.
But they still don't know that, you know, that I know. He's a great kid. They still don't know that, you know, like, I've never before, the one person, and if anyone had ever heard about it, I put a guy who was doing, who used to be an LD. I don't know what he does now. Maybe he still does LD. But I got a guy gig, his first gig with this company that I work for, you know, because we're all freelance usually, especially in the States. And then there's another branch that has full times. Anyways, he goes and does this gig for Local One. Like the hardest fucking, toughest fucking IOTC you'll ever deal with, yeah. At Madison Square Garden, and starts mouthing the fuck off like an old school guy, yelling and fucking talking shit to people and stuff. And apparently, like the head of the IA for that local, for MSG, or one of the heads of MSG, someone who worked high up in the labor pool, anyways, calls my company, or our company, I can say that now, our company that we work for, that we freelance for. I was like, you better call your fucking boy or we're going to fucking lock him outside of this building and we're going to finish doing the loading ourselves. They were only hours into the loading, but he was like, "Whoa, what the fuck? Why would you do it like that?" Like, I get that's what like people in the 80s did, but we're beyond that now. Like, one of the things I was told, because you weren't there for rehearsals, but when they finally brought us all into a meeting and catering and rehearsals, where we did rehearsals and prep and finalized prep, they were like, if we ever hear any of you yelling at a stagehand, berating a stagehand, this or that, you're fucking fired. And I was like, that's awesome. I think that's awesome. I think it's rude to fucking berate people like that.
Absolutely.
There are certain ways you can say things if you need to be stern, but you don't have to be an, like, because we definitely had some people still on that tour that definitely slid around that rule.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
Lot.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh,
or,
man.
Or it took a while to get rid of them, but, like, A was talked to, I think.
a couple but times,
the
feel.
A couple of the audio dudes, I think, were like, the guy with the accent was definitely let go because of that. Earlier than he wasn't supposed to be there the whole time, but they definitely sent him back.
Yeah, you can't talk to people like that, man.
Yeah.
You just can't.
It's one thing to.
We're all humans. We're all just trying to gig and get it done. We just have to know how it gets put together. They're the ones helping us do it.
Yeah, they just got to know to help, and we'll get them to help us put it together because we got the plan, like you said. Sometimes they don't do that. Sometimes they're fucking annoying, and you do want to say some shit to them. But it's just better, in my opinion, now. Like, the least amount of shit I can get into is, I you know, or the least of the, like, I might get a little snarky. Little snark. Just like, oh, cool, thanks. Like, you know, like, and if you can move this truss now down to the downstage area, and then they walk away as you're saying, you're like, oh, no, cool, great, good. I guess I'll just do it. Like, just saying something like that, because at least you said your piece, but you also have been like, hey, where the fuck are you going, you fucking piece of shit? Yeah. Which, they're kind of pieces of shit, but could be misconstrued, and then you're fired. So it's like, no worries. Fuck me, right? Like, that's another good one. That I like, because it raises the temperature level. Yeah, fuck me, right? It raises the temperature level, but you're not saying fuck you, which is worse. You're saying fuck me, right? Like, not that they would fuck you, but then at least you're not being like fuck you, which can be also misconstrued. You're like, fuck me, right? You know, like,
you're just being a funny me, right? Yeah, I'm the asshole.
Yeah, I'm the asshole. Fuck. What a dick. My bad. Such a piece of shit. My fuck. Why am I such a horrible human being?
No, but the from what I understand, the load ins, they definitely got way better. The loadouts got way better.
We were roasted
by the end.
I'm not joking when I'm saying that we would start loading. I think we were starting at 8 when we first started. And we would go till sometimes 8, 9, or 10 that night. Go to the hotel, get up, 8 o'clock, report back, continue loading in, maybe get done mid-afternoon.
Oh my lord.
Also, you got to remember during that period of time, there was a whole extra truss. There were 3 extra pods that we were fully responsible for that came off the fingers. They redesigned the downstage fingers a little bit. It was a bit too much for the amount of people we had, regardless if we had the handicap or not. You know? So anyways, so Bubba joins the tour. I didn't mean that that person was handicapped, for the record, but it was a handicap. Like, it was like, you know, like getting your big toes cut off. Like, that's kind of how you walk, motherfucker. Like, we could barely walk, let alone crawl with that person. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying that's fucking how it was. It was rough. And again, a lovely person. Like, if I saw them in the future on a gig, I would be happy to see them. And offer more insight. But this is the thing. I would go over, let's say, a diagram. Okay, for all you people who don't know, a lighting plot will show you the trusses or the floor lights, and it'll usually give you great information like what the address for the unit should be, what universe it should be in. And when you have separate universes, that's usually a separate piece of DMX, or basically a cable that communicates between the lights back through the main dimmer area, back through the snake to front of house where the operator is. I know it's a lot to take in for people who don't know what I'm talking about, but imagine it like that. That if you have multiple universes, you're not just going to have cables going between lights. You're going to have cables going between lights, stopping, and then starting a brand new cable to do a new universe. And that you would have to loom or hod them together, which is basically a fancy word for saying, we're going to take a bunch of these cables and we're going to E-tape them together. Literally.
Yeah.
A lot of our job is E-taping cables together.
I tape so that shit they to make other sense. Shit.
I tape shit to other shit.
That's what I do.
In a very controlled fashion, though.
Yeah.
Because you want things to reach perfectly and colorful and knowledge worthy. Maybe there's words.
Dude, my tape work is like, I'm telling you, that's how you get the good work, bro. If you got good tape work.
Whew. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I just to give you a basic, and I know I told you this, but to tell the people at home, so knowing that there's universes, so like you could have a tour that has a couple of universes, if it's very small, to hundreds of universes, depending on how big it is and how many channels a fixture uses, because a universe of DMX is 512 channels. So if you have a light that uses 26 channels, you can only get X amount of lights in that use the 26 channels times that many lights that are within that 512. Okay, I know it's a lot of bullshit to throw at you, but I'm just trying to give you the idea that these are the fundamental things that you learn really, really early on when you get into working with intelligent lighting, as it was called when I started, but now it's just lighting because, like, they had parkhands and we barely use those now. But for moving lights, whatever has an addressable, basically any addressable fixture, right? I would say, hey, okay, person, this is the plot. Now, the way I was saying we should cable this is the main power run will come in here. We'll also have a, you know, this to do the data. And then the data is going to split here, and you can see that there's four universes here. So it'll be universe 1, 2, 3, and 4 all coming back to here for this and blah, 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 blah. You understand? Yep, understand. Cool. Yep. Great. Got it. Cool. Easy. I would walk away. I would come back. And those four universes of lights would all be strung together with one, not one DMX, but multiple DMXs between those lights. No thought taken into universes and the fact that you already now definitely have way too many lights for that universe. Like, it wasn't, the basics and fundamentals didn't click.
And probably no, like, resistor code thought process of
no idea.
1, 2, 3, 4, or...
No idea. So, and that's the thing that you, some things you gain knowledge, you can learn a lot out of a book, but you can't learn that stuff apparently, but you should have. But that's neither here nor there.
Doesn't
but
that it make was you that, want to become it was a that professor? Kind of level.
No.
I'd love to do that. Teaching people how to gig. Here, follow me. I will teach you how to tour. Yes. Come to the back lounge.
Come to the back lounge. Here. Have some Bolivian marching powder to open your brain holes. That's not the 80s anymore, that's for sure.
No.
But we've tried to make it the 80s in the past. Not me personally, but people I know.
Yeah, I know those guys.
Yeah, weirdos. But yeah, so anyway, so Bubba comes in, saves the day. Things are going a lot better. We do the tour, we do the one podcast, and then we go radio silent for a while because, let's face it, again, we didn't have a lot of days off, and when we did, it was just like, wake up whenever we would feel like kind of waking up, like try to get up in the early afternoon, yeah, if we'd like gone to bed, noon, 1, 2, whatever, and then we get together and game, and it'd be like, ah, man, I'd be like the night before day off, I'm like, we should record tomorrow, and then we get game, and then I'd be like, in my head, I'd already be like, I don't want to do that, I'm enjoying this too much, I don't want to have to sit down and think, and we didn't know what was going on in the world. There wasn't really much we could talk about
forever either.
We hadn't toured together in forever.
Too.
And then also, you got to think all the good content that we would have had was already getting talked about on a daily basis between us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, because, you know, when do you actually get to spend like every fucking day hanging out with your homie for like 4 months straight?
Yep. Slept in your 40s? More than 4 feet away from you.
Yep, exactly. Well, unless we were in a hotel. I want to make that abundantly clear. That was within floors at that point. But it's not like we had to shack up in the same hotel. This was a decent tour. Nice hotels, decent catering. Like, the catering towards the end was awesome.
Dude, dope.
Really, really great people to be on tour with. Every department was just almost always 100% nice people who wanted to work with you and just get it done.
I was surprised to see how many people I'd already toured with.
Yeah, that was another thing that surprised me too, is how many people you knew, you know? Like, wow.
Yeah, and like half of them were from TSO or Bruno. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so no, it was a good one, man. I enjoyed it thoroughly. So during this period of time, right, so basically think about it like this. Had I not been, so I want to make this abundantly clear. Had I not been fired from a tour that I was not enjoying, I felt that I wasn't being utilized properly. I was always left in the dark. Found out that this person had been basically a lying snake. underselling what my ability was, not communicating with me properly about anything. I had no idea until I got home and talked to someone that he actually was not enjoying whatever it was that I was doing, even though I thought I was doing everything that I should be doing. Which, when you're not, like, explicitly given direction, which I was never given any full real direction, was, I'm going to do the next thing to get us out of this, you know, onto the truck, or out of the truck in here, because I really did not have anything. So there from being miserable,
plan.
I'm sure between, okay, this is where it gets dicey to get into, but let me think about how I can say this. Between the two people that were friends, sure, there was a set plan.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. I think there was. Anyhow.
Okay, anyways.
It goes without saying that me getting fired, if I hadn't, I would never have known that this other tour that I ended up going on was having a staffing issue and wouldn't have been involved. And thus, we wouldn't have gotten the tour together for 4 months. And then, on top of that, comes the secondary part of the whole thing, in which that tour, like I said earlier, was shorter. Now, it's hard to tell. When I look at the camera, like, it kind of looks like my old room.
Kind of,
right? But yeah. What you may or may not realize is I'm sitting in my very own house. I'm not a renter no more.
No.
No, I don't rent. No, I'm renting to own.
yeah, you are.
I'm paying a about 3 times more than what I paid rent a month for a house. But so far, completely worth it. So all that shit wouldn't have happened had I not been fired. So it ended up being a pretty all right year for 2023.
Dude, yeah, and it got me on a gig. I fucking came out of retirement for this, man.
Yeah, you hadn't gigged in
5 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Almost
came back like he never stopped.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, it was like gigging
activated.
Dude, it was so great, man. That day that I was packing up all my stuff to get going, because it was literally like a day. It was a day. It was nuts, man. This guy gives me a shout. Hey, man, you might be getting call to like get out on a gig. And I said, okay, I think I'm getting that text right now. Stand by.
Yeah, that came through quick, didn't it?
It did. And I got the call, and sure enough, man, I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm down. Let's do this. The next day I go into my gig at Curtis, and I said to them, hey, I'm sorry, but I gotta go do this tour. You know, I gotta get my family out of debt. I can't do this anymore. Really sorry, this is my opportunity.
And I mean, that's fair, dude. Happens.
And they all looked at me and said, hey, you know, thank you. You know, when they said, you sure you can't push it off for a few days? I said, no, I have to do this now. And then like the next day, I got all my stuff together, and the following day I was gone.
Right.
And just, it was crazy for me though. Like I go into my area, I pull out my chesty, dust it off, start loading my usual tools into it, you know, get all my stuff ready to go grab my helmet, dust it off, start wiping it down, get it. Yep. There we go. Here we go. You know, just like the good old days.
Right. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It's super back. Crazy. And you got to see a buddy of yours when we were in California as well.
Oh, that you hadn't seen in a while. Yep. Haven't seen him in age. We did a few tours together.
Yeah.
You know,
Chris. And now he freelances a lot for the company we freelance for. So,
yeah. Just
it's kind of like
happy Merry Christmas the other day to me.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a good guy. Love him.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, it's a big business, but it's a small business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody.
If you're at a certain level, you know people. I found. Yeah. Back when we were working for the other company, we were lucky that we got to know some people early on. They had some good relationships there. They really did.
Yeah, they had a few.
And, you know, I definitely wouldn't be anywhere near where I'm at, I'm sure, without them. And I realize that. Because, like, one of the reasons why I work for the company I work for is I've got a contact there that I worked with years ago when I was working for the original company that he and I worked for. You know? So, it's all in who you know. I have a shirt that says that. It's all in who you know. It's true, man. This fucking business, man. It is absolutely
true.
And you start seeing the same people over and over again. You know you've kind of hit the... Because there's always going to be a handful of people still working their way up, getting their way through, like, the fucking circuses and the fucking, you know, like, the fucking PSAV gigs and, you know, yeah. like, touring with a van, a trailer kind of situation, you know, sleeping fucking head to feet, you know, which luckily skipped past all that part. Some people come up, though, through the fucking deep, dirty trenches. We kind of got thrown in right into the fucking infantry, thank God.
Yeah.
Frontline infantry.
My first tour was an arena tour.
Yeah, nice. Shit. Mine was theater, thank God.
And I was...
Because I was clueless. 18. I was 23, I think. Yeah, I was 23.
Nice.
Yep. 18 years I've been doing this bullshit. I'm going to be 42 next year.
You're going to be 42?
Bro, I'm 41 now.
You're 41 now? I thought he just
turned
40.
41 in July. Bitch, no, that was in fucking 2022 because I was born in 82.
It's all melding together, bro.
It is. Nothing makes any sense anymore.
Am I 34 or am I 35 now?
You're probably 36 and you have no idea.
I was born in 89.
Oh, shit. You're definitely 36. No, just kidding.
34.
You're 34.
Yeah. Next month, yeah, I will be 35.
I got 7 years on you.
Yeah. my body's already falling apart.
When I was jerking off for the first time, you were 5.
Well,
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, make it more of a conversation beyond that, but I just find that that's a funny thing.
Yeah, about jerking off?
Well, sure.
We didn't say anything about jerk-off stories when we were doing a little tally of what we're going to talk about tonight.
This is true. This is true. I'll leave it at that. But you know what's kind of like jerking off? Or being jerked off. And I don't mean like the fun kind of like getting an old fashioned jerk off. I'm talking like getting jerked off by the man. Or like jerked off by your friends. But again, not jerked off. Jerked off. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Fucked over. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I found out recently in some of my recent endeavors is that being a homeowner is getting your asshole handed to you on a daily basis almost.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, on a regular basis, but it's usually a surprise too. And it's like surprise penetration is usually the worst. And it turns out that's true.
Oh yeah.
So a couple days ago, we were going to game.
Oh.
And
yeah.
We barely even got to game. Hell, we might have even recorded this episode, but who fucking knows, because this guy goes downstairs and he texts me back. Go for it.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, yeah. Hey, hold on. I'm going to, you know, stay up. We're going to do a little recording, a little bit of, you know, I'm going to get the basement all ready to go again, get the station back up. And she's like, oh, yeah. Okay. Sounds good. And we had just like everything that had frozen over a few days before that had thawed out. And there was a bunch of rain for a few days as well. So
it's
my
bad,
basement,
man.
Where I hang out right here, where I am right now, this is the lowest level in my house. And all right. The water collects through here. And I have a sump pump, and I'm sure you hear it during the recording all the time. The thing
every now and
while I'm talking, and it sucks ass. I hate it. I have to enclose it somehow. So that thing, the discharge pipe came off of the sump pump. And I came downstairs thinking, hey, I'm going to go, you know, game or, you know, record or something. And I look like, what the fuck? There's like a sheen to my floor. And I go down there and you see like all the flooring and subflooring floats a little bit. So it's like a fucking huge ass water bed. All of the panels and all of my flooring is just covered in water. All my stuff down here. But me being the smart electrician that I am, all of my cords, all of my computer, everything is like 2 feet up above the ground. All my cords and everything. Perfect. Yes.
Nice.
I'm down here, turn everything off. And I'm like, I got to get this fucking water pumping, right? I got to get this thing getting the fuck out of here. So I go upstairs. I'm like, Jess, we have problems. I need you down here now. She comes downstairs and I start stripping my clothes off because I know I'm going to have to get into this water. And I mean, like, it's up to, I mean, my shins almost. It was up. And this is a 20 by 30 foot space in here, dude. We're talking gallons and gallons of water in my basement.
A small pool of water. I had no
idea.
Right.
Right. I hadn't been down here in a few days. So I go in there. I'm trying to fuck with it. So I'm turning off. I turn off the sump pump entirely so it's not blasting water up. Right. And, dude, I am so frustrated at this point. And I'm completely naked. I've stripped down to nothing except for a pair of old sneakers, and I'm down there. And Jess is down there taking pictures of the damage and all the water and whatnot for like insurance. And then I'm like, what are you doing? You're not like taking a picture of me, are you? And she's like, no, it's for the insurance company. And I mean, my ass is just like hanging out. I am laying in this water. The sump pump itself is like 3 feet down into like a spot where it sits and is supposed to be pumping all the water out of, right? So that's what fills up first, and then it fills up the rest of the room after that if it gets too high. So I pull everything apart. I'm trying to get it all put back together again, and next thing I know, the sump pump's not working at all. I go, what the fuck is going on here? So I say, okay, I need Mike to come over here with one of his pumps. So I get a hose and a pump in here, and we end up pumping it all out that night while you and I are gaming. And it finally came all out. I've had the dehumidifier going down here like crazy. I don't smell any mold on anything. Everything's in pretty good order. The only things that were really fucked with was garbage in the first place, basically some cardboard boxes with other cardboard boxes in them.
What about your drums?
Fine. Totally fine. Because you gotta remember, the floor, like most of that floor floats. It's weird how they did that. So all the subflooring has like this plastic bottom with like 3/4 inch plywood on top of that. And it's all little tiles that go along the floor. And then you put your flooring on top of that. And I mean, like the water was just over that, but all the foot pegs and rubber pegs for all of the drum kit raised the drums up a few inches. So the water didn't really hit that. It just hit like the foot of the drum kit.
Nice.
Yeah. And everything else was up. Like all my books, all my everything was up, except for I had a couple Stephen King novels that were on a low shelf of one of my like metal shelvings, and the bottoms did soak up water.
God, that sucks.
About that. Everything else, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good. I'll have to rip up all the flooring and put new flooring in, but hopefully the insurance company takes care of that.
Sure.
Maybe have them do like a mold check or something like that.
Makes sense.
But yeah, it was a pretty shitty day. And then the next day I redid my entire sump pump and got it all working again and back in order after I was able to actually see what the fuck was going on. Because I'm telling you, deep, deep water, dude. You couldn't see shit. Trying to pull that sump pump apart and getting all the pipes put back together again by hand, like, not looking at it, you know, like something right. you do in like the Navy diver kind of shit. I'm like thinking that the whole time with my screwdriver. I'm like, I'm going to get this put back together again. I'm going to pump this shit out like fucking
reassemble like I'm this in the Navy. Nuclear core blindfolded 5 minutes or less.
Yeah, no, didn't happen. So, but I got it all fixed now and it's working pretty well. I do need to put a new check valve in though. I learned what a check valve is.
What's that?
That is the thing that allows you to keep a prime on your water that's going out so that you're not sucking from zero trying to get it up and out. Because in the basement, I have to get it up one level and out.
Right.
Right. So what that does is there's a valve. It's not... it's a valve. But so you have your pump, right? And then at the bottom of your pump is the where your 1.5-inch discharge pipe attaches to, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So above that should be like a rubber thing or something like a boot almost that is clamped on. That is a check valve. So basically, when the water shoots up, it opens, goes out, and then when the water, the pump sees the thing go down and tells it to stop, the water comes back down and closes that check valve. And then you're supposed to have a 3/16 inch hole, which was not there, and my check valve was in the wrong place, so I had to go through and do all of this. The guy who owned the place before me had the check valve attached directly to the pump, which is not up to code, from what I understand. So I had to put an actual 1.5-inch pipe directly onto the pump, coming out, and then attach my check valve to that, and then make a cut a new PVC 1.5-inch pipe going up from there. Then I had to drill my 3/16 inch hole into the PVC pipe just above where the pump is, or level with the pump, top of the pump, and that is an air release. So when the water comes back down, you're not going to hear a whap, 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 because there's a bunch of air pressure being held into that bottom. That hole allows that air pressure to go away and for your check valve to come down. But I'm still having a little bit of issue with my check valve, so I'm going to get a brand new one. The new ones actually are like, done.
Huh. So,
yeah, I learned a bit about home plumbing over this past fucking week. If you ever have an issue with your sump pump, I'll let you know about it, bro.
I don't even have PVC on mine. So
what are you using?
It's funny how similar... our stories were. I didn't realize that's why yours. So, a couple days after that, just yesterday, in fact, as right before I started feeling a little shitty, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to go downstairs. I wanted to check something. What did I want to do? I wanted to put traps down there for mice, because we've seen a couple mice so far. I caught a couple.
Yeah.
And I wanted to check my tank fuel gauge level to see if it actually went up.
Yep.
On my oil heat. It did not. It's broken.
Yep.
But I walk down there. Before I turn on the light, I step off the bottom stair because mine, you have the Bilco doors that open. You walk down the stairs out the back of my house, and boom. I take a step in, and I immediately go up to just above, maybe a few inches above my ankle in water. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Because it's dark enough in there that... And it was so still, but then I realized, like, I'm hearing something from the corner where the sump pump is, and it sounds like rushing water, and I'm like, that's not good. I turn on the light, and there's got to be 6 to 8 inches easily of water, depending on, because the floor is not perfectly flat in all places. It's stone, like crushed stone floor in most places. And I'm like, holy shit. And I'm looking around, the furnace still has like that much, because it's up on a concrete block concrete, like
thank fuck.
Laid. Yeah, exactly. Like all the important stuff is up. on blocks, except for, I mean, the fuel tanks are on legs that are huge before the tank starts. Yeah. And what is water going to do to a fuel tank? But, like, the most important thing, the thing that's going to keep me warm, has a couple, like, foot and a half or 2 feet. Probably a foot and a half. So we're good there. So I'm like, fuck. So immediately I'm like, the water wall. I stepped in it, but I touch it again, make sure I'm not getting shocked. I'm like, okay. And I run up back up the stairs, around the house, into the house, and I'm like, okay. So I get out of my good shoes, which have, like, been quickly soaked, the left one at least, put those out to dry, put on an old pair of shitty Skechers, grab two trash bags, pull them up over each shoe, because I just literally threw out my waterproof winter boots when we were doing the move the other day, because there was definitely mouse shit in them. So I was like, nope, garbage, not even gonna try.
Nope.
We'll have to get a new pair. Haven't got a new pair. Wish I had a new pair, because that would have been perfect for this situation. But no, instead I did the trash bag and gaff tape around my calf, went down there, and this is what happened to me. I go to the sump pump, and I see the black hose coming out of it. But I don't see a black hose going out of the fucking house anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck? And
like, what the fuck?
And so I pull the hose out, and it's not really long. I'm like, what's going on here? Where did this come from? And it's shooting fucking water,
yeah,
right?
You didn't turn
and
I'm off like, the pump.
No, motherfucker, I did not. I was in mid-panic, okay? So fucking everywhere like a fucking proton stream. And I'm like, oh, so I stick it in the water. But now that it's been outside of the water, it wants to come out and fight a little bit like a goddamn fire hose. So I'm like shoving it back under the water. I'm like, fuck you, I'm not getting that wet. I'm looking around. Then I realize where there's a little, like one of those small rectangular, typical fucking shitty attic windows. It's been like covered up with like foam insulation. And there's a little hole there. And I'm like, aha. That's the size, because what it is, instead of PVC, it is this black kind of pipe, you know, the squeegee, kind of like accordion pipe, because it's got the ridges.
Yeah,
and so I take the water, I didn't turn the pump off again, and I jam it through that fucking hole in the outside.
Oh my god.
But then I realize, I'm like, but that's weird, because it definitely, when it's worked in the past, like it was squirting down in my front yard, this is like right next to my front door. And that's when the water starts backflowing in through that hole and down the wall. And I'm like, no. So here I am running through the water, spoosh, 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 up the stairs. And about this time is when fucking Teresa pulled in for lunch. And I'm out there trying to jam two pieces of hose together going, yo, motherfucker. Because every time I'm putting them together, I'm getting fucking just blasted in the face with dirty basement water fucking going everywhere. And then I realize there's e-tape wrapped around one side of it, so I'm like, I put the hose back down, and there's a big pool that's what's running back into the fucking basement. So I'm out there, I'm pulling e-tape off, and I'm like, oh, I find that there's a metal fucking, what you call it, with the screw thing. And I go inside and I'm dripping away. I'm like flathead screwdriver. And she looks at me all like deer in the headlights. I'm like, okay, I'll get one. And I keep running in here. And I grabbed one of my red ones, you know, and like, I looked for it and finally got it. I run back out there, and now I've got E-tape, besides the gaff tape, which I had also at some point gotten outside. Or maybe I brought them both at the same time, and I got another trash bag, because I've got fucking plans. I don't have Flex Seal, but I got something the next best thing, right? So I fucking, and now, again, the sump pump is still running.
Why?
I could have shut this off at any time and avoided all of this. But I was panicking. And so I'm out there, God fucking fuck you. I'm screaming loud, dude. Like, it was echoing through the neighborhood. It's also pissing rain out. I mean, drizzling rain, and it's foggy, and it's gross, and it has been for the past couple days. So now I'm just wet. I'm wet up here. I'm wet everywhere. It's like, what? And I get it enough where it's just kind of out the side, so I get that collar around there, and I tighten it down, and I'm like, yeah, all right, and I start taping it, and I'm taping a little too feverishly, and pop, it comes apart again, and I'm like, ah, you cocksucking motherfucker, I'm really yelling now, and I put it together, I unscrew the clamp, put it back together, screw the clamp, screw it tight, slowly, carefully E-tape from the center, moving outward, and then back towards center, moving outward, until finally there was no leaks. And then I took that plastic bag and I fucking E-taped it over that. And then I gaff taped over that. And then it started spraying out my front of my yard. Right into my driveway. Perfect spot for all that water. But the good news is, my sump pump didn't burn out, or whatever happened to yours. And last I knew, it was still dry.
Okay. Well, for all you people listening, you know, being if you're a new homeowner, just so you know, turn off the pump.
Yeah, like I would even say that too, now that I've experienced. I mean, yeah. You can do it like me and be a total fucking boss, or you could do it the fucking easy way and fucking just turn off that pump.
Oh,
and
the easy way.
I mean, that would be the easiest way, wouldn't it? I took the hard way. The
easiest way. Yeah, you took the fucking silly. You know what's funny? Though, when we were messing with it, Jess was down here, and she's the one getting ready to do the pump for me, right, as I'm fitting everything and doing whatnot. And so she plugs it in and it starts spraying in my face and starting to get ready to shoot up in the air, and it's hitting me like crazy. And she's like, move it, and I'm like, fucking unplug it. Dude, it was like a scene out of a fucking movie, man. It was ridiculous.
You know what's funny is, as I was racing around the house like one last time or whatever to come up, and I was screaming and yelling, Teresa just got in the car. She was backing out of the driveway. She saw me fucking with it. She pulled in a little bit, and I just looked up real quick at her, and then she slowly started backing out. She was like, okay, I know better than that, because he's going to be fucking flipping shit. I was ready to flip shit. I was just like, I was feeling a little fucking weird before. Now I'm feeling shitty, and now I got this problem that I do not want to be dealing with, because I started to get like the soreness in my back of my neck and shit like I have now. And I was like, so I was like, I might be getting a little something. It's a little sniffly. It was within a few hours. Like, it took, like, I have a time lapse. I have like 4 photos of my Blink security system from under there with like the water level going down, and I watched it from up here. I'd be like, Alexa, show me basement view, and she'd be like, sure. And I'd be like, cool, thanks, girl.
Dude, yeah, rough couple of days as homeowners around here.
It's
and
stupid.
All of this is happening.
It's a lot of rain.
Yeah, and you know, it all happened with like right at Christmas. So this is, for me, it was a few days before Christmas, 2 or 3 right. days before Christmas. I don't know. It was
mine
on
was
that Wednesday.
2 days after, I guess, right? Yeah, 2 days after.
Yeah, so mine was like...
Yours was on Wednesday?
Yeah, mine was on Wednesday.
Then mine was 1 week right after it.
Yep, wild.
And very similar. Like, the pipe was still attached with mine. The pipe was attached to that, but it had separated at the junction outside the house. Which I also gotta say is that exact same pipe, and that's what's buried under the ground. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to do some nicer PVC. I think yeah. I'm also gonna have to get a nicer sump pump, but I'm not sure.
Well, see, it's PVC for me until it gets out of the house, and then from out of the house, it's that hose. And you've seen it walk by it every time yeah. you go into my house. There's a hose right there to where my stairs are.
Right.
I still haven't moved it. I need to move it. But it's just one more
someday.
Fucking thing. Well, it's just the whole thing is that underneath, so where it comes out, it's right next to my deck, right, that goes into my house.
Right.
Now, the way that it is, I'll have to cut that angle really hard and then have it go underneath the house. Well, not under the house, but under the deck. But there's lattice work in front of all of that. So you can't just go under the deck. Huh. You know, I'd have to take all of that down. And that's a pain in my ass.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck that for now. I'll do that when I have time.
Yeah.
For now, it
runs
out
time?
Down
you
into
don't know.
Drain.
Yeah, it's getting out of the house.
Yeah, and there's a nice French drain for it to go into. I like it.
What makes it a French drain?
It's so a French drain is a big drain like this that has a top that goes like that and has like a big grate. It's just how they do it, I guess. I don't know. That's what it's called.
Huh.
French drain.
So I might have a baguette or might be smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm French.
Yeah.
So, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was pretty dope, dude. I was very happy with my Christmas. I was very happy with Ella's Christmas. Holy crap, that kid made out like a bandit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Do you know how many freaking huge stuffed animals I have now?
Probably more than you can count.
It's insane. It is absolutely insane how many stuffed animals. Do you know how many fucking, like, princess castle tent things we have now?
Four.
A couple. A couple, two, three, I think. Maybe three. But it's pretty rad. She's got all sorts of really cool stuff. Yeah, and I got all sorts of really cool stuff as well.
Nice.
We got an ice cream maker.
Ooh.
Ice cream machine. My mom got us that for Christmas. So
nice.
Yeah, I made ice cream last night for the first time. It's pretty crazy. So you get this, you have the stand, and it kind of looks like a big bread maker. You know, you remember those bread machines? So you have this big bowl that sits inside of it, and on the inside of that bowl, there's like some kind of liquid. So you put that bowl into the freezer for 24 hours, and then you can feel that the liquid is frozen, and like everything, that bowl is like super, super frozen. You put that into the ice cream machine, and then you put all of your ingredients need to be in the fridge for like at least 2 hours to stay nice and cold, like all the cream and the sugar and all that. And you put it all into the ice cream maker, and you hit the button for ice cream. 25 minutes later, you've got fucking ice cream.
How much does it make at a time?
Like a half gallon.
A half gallon.
Yep.
Nice. Just
like a Stewart's half gallon of ice cream. Standard. Yeah. And next time I'm going to use Stewart's heavy cream rather than, I think it was like Great Value or something like that from Walmart. And I could taste like the film of like the fattening from the cream. I don't want that. I think the Stewart's heavy cream is going to be better.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so I'll do that and see what that comes out like. I'll do strawberry for the next flavor. We did vanilla for the first one, you know, just a standard kind of thing. And
sure.
Then we let it freeze overnight afterwards so it would harden up, because it comes out pretty soft when
sure.
You're done. But it's pretty cool. We got some ice cream cones and we're rocking that. I got a Ticket to Ride. You ever play that?
Yeah, I played it on Steam.
Yeah, I love Ticket to Ride, dude. So much fun. Jess got me Ticket to Ride, the U.S. version, going across America. And then Mom got me Ticket to Ride Europe, which is pretty cool also. So
nice.
It goes by the first person to start is whoever has been to the most countries in Europe. So I looked at everybody. I was like, well, I guess I'm going first.
That would be me.
Yep.
No one else there.
No, Craig's been
that's
to
funny.
A lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's okay. True. He's been to plenty, I'm sure.
Yeah. Aurora, Illinois.
So, yeah, so you got some nice stuff for Christmas.
Just a place, but a state of mind.
That's right.
So, what were you saying?
So, I said you had a nice Christmas.
Yeah, we had an excellent Christmas. Yeah, all sorts of great stuff.
Nice.
You got all sorts of good stuff. How about you?
I had a steak dinner.
Nice.
Off the grill. It was really good. Larry cooked it. We got some gift cards for the house, of course. The one real cool thing I got from you, right there.
I heard you got a really cool poster from somebody. Well, I don't really call it a poster. It's not a poster.
It's an art print.
It's an art print.
And it's exactly. An autographed art germ. Fucking print there. Autographed by his. Truly. Look at that. Gorgeous. Perfect for the collection. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Teresa got a couple cool things. Oh, the one thing that she got me. I forgot to show you this. So she got me this patch. I think I forgot to show you this. I don't think you saw this. I'll take this out. And I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to show it to you. And I'm going to leave it in the podcast. So if you're not watching, you're not going to know how fucking funny this joke is. But check this out. You ready? Hold on. Let me start slow. it's got its own little seems like it. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's
does it?
Oh no, it does. So it's got its own little Velcro thing, so you could like actually, you know, put it on and then be able to take it off, I guess. Because you don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
Something that she just found on Etsy. I absolutely love it. I think it's the fucking greatest, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, dude.
That's fucking great. So, yeah, and then she got me this plastic ball. It's like, what do you get for someone who has everything? Here's a ball of nothing, and it's literally this plastic ball that you can open up, and there's nothing inside. It's clear you can see there's nothing before you even open it. It's just literally air. But they're pretty good, because then she bought me, remember when we were on tour and I bought the Always Sunny book on Amazon? Yeah. Well, that might have been right before you came out, but you might have seen it. Anyways, Always Sunny, they put out this book that's like as if the gang wrote a self-help book. And so she walked in the room, I showed her the other day before Christmas, she walked in and it was sitting here, you know, because I had to unpack some stuff from tour. And I was showing her, hey, you know, the room is pretty much complete. And that's when she saw the book that was there, and she realized that she also bought me that book for Christmas. So now I have two copies of that.
Nice.
So I put one up on the shitter upstairs. So nice. When you ever need self-help from the gang, come over, take a shit at my house. And yeah. Also,
yeah,
I got to say, now you probably hear me a lot better, everybody. I'm not so hollow sounding. I was recording with stupid settings.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It was, stupid settings.
Turns out that this, I thought this was the only mic. So on my VU meter, I thought like I could see the line moving, but then I started realizing that it wasn't moving in time with my GoXLR, which is the interface in between this. And so one of these monitors must have a mic on it. Cause I thought we lost the whole episode. We didn't. I'm going to sound weird. I'm just going to leave it. Too much to process. Cause I'll have to literally go and cut every line of dialogue. And it's just bad. No, that's too much. I just want to get this one out. So now you hear me like normal. And I'm, you know, but at least the whole episode's there. But yeah, no, it was a good Christmas, man. Yeah, it was nice. You know, I did the tree and shit this year, first year in the new house. So I bought a fake ass tree and some Rick and Morty ornaments and some other ornaments and some lights.
Nice.
And she had some stuff that she had gotten recently and some old stuff. We threw it on the tree and it looked good. Not going to take it down until after New Year. And, you know, day after New Year's Eve or New Year Eve. Because it's New Year. It's not New Year's, right? Like, I feel like... Well, anyways. I think the new protocol is up on the 14th, down the day of the first day of the New Year. Seems pretty fair. I think I put it up the 14th.
I'm taking mine down tomorrow.
I might have put it up earlier. It might have been like the first or second day I was actually home. 10th or 11th. Yeah,
well,
it might have been the 11th.
Up there when I got there, because I was up there on the 16th.
Right. It was definitely up on the 11th because it was 14 days till Christmas, and I thought that was a good number. 2 weeks before. Should not be before that. So I'm trying to make the time. Because she was ready to take it down like after Christmas, and I was like, nah. Like, I haven't turned on the lights or anything, but I remember back in the day we used to hold on to it for a little while.
Yeah.
Whether it be out of fucking being pure lazy or I don't know, but I just figured, yeah, keep the holidays up for a little longer.
We do it for Munch more than anything, because she likes to look at it and check it out every day. See the tree? go see the elves. Because Jess has all these like moving people around the tree. Like there's elves that are building toys and painting toys, and there's a Santa on his sleigh that moves with his lantern, and he's got a reindeer that moves its head. And this is all like her size. You know, like all the elves are a little bit smaller than she is.
Right.
Santa's about a little bit smaller than she is. And then there's Jesus. Mrs. Claus with a lantern. And then there's the Tiny Tim and his dad with lanterns.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then when we go all out, we have a train that goes around the tree and like makes the noise and just runs on its own. Yeah, exactly. And does all the Jingle Bells songs and stuff.
Does it make puffs of smoke too?
No.
Oh, that's lame.
I bet I could make that happen though.
I had a train in the 80s that could put out puffs of smoke.
That's cool.
I don't know how the fuck it did it. It smelled weird as fuck. It was cool.
But yeah, so when we go all out, that's what it's like. And it's pretty intense, dude. There's a lot of stuff going on. So yeah, Munch likes to look at all that stuff for a while. But tomorrow it's going because I'm sure we're going to have people over after the party. So need more space.
Right.
Move that out of there. It's a big tree, like 9.5 feet tall.
God damn.
She's wide.
Wide as fuck.
And we've been so busy over these like past week. We didn't even put ornaments on. We just put lights on it.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I kind of feel like probably, and I assume it would be pretty much the same thing for you, but it feels like I'm just starting to get to the point where like, especially being shitty feeling today, like today is the first day I really did 100% nothing except for this, which I think counts, but still like, didn't move a single box. There's still a few things, a handful of things, plus a shit ton of furniture that needs to be removed. But she's like, I'm coming up with places to put it. I'm like, come up with them quicker or let's get rid of it.
Yeah, right.
Every single piece of furniture that you and I moved in here is still in the living room. Huh. Organized, because I did it.
Getting, you're lucky because of where you live, but where we are, I'm going to order a big dumpster.
Right.
Just to, I'm ready to get rid of stuff that we purge don't time. Use, don't look at. Yeah, exactly. We're going to purge it out. We're going to probably do like a yard sale or something like that. And we're going to do this during the spring, I believe. We're going to do like a big spring cleaning, you know, right before the baby or something like that. Get the dumpster, do like a little yard sale, get rid of whatever anybody wants. They can take it, but anything else, it's going in the dumpster. See ya.
Right. No, I feel you. I got to purge quite a bit, and then I purged even more as I was unloading stuff and realizing, like, why did I bring this? I don't need this. I don't need this. Or, for instance, setting up this room, like, oh, okay. Like, for instance, I had an Alien pop vinyl of Ripley that's, like, limited edition. So I bought two. One is on display, one has stayed in the shipping box. I found that. Yeah. I was like, well, that's going up right straight to the fucking attic. You know, trying to find and make sacrifices where it's like, I don't want there to be clutter everywhere.
Yeah, oh, exactly. That's what it is. It's driving me absolutely nuts. And with the holidays, you know, people giving us stuff and
right
doing all sorts of stuff like that and moving things around and getting ready for Munch's birthday and whatnot. Dude, it's been nuts.
Right.
So much crap around here. So we just need to get it out. Get it gone.
Yeah, dude. Clear
it all up, organize it, label it, stack it.
I figure if this video game, retro video game thing that's been going on the last couple of years, where I'm like seeing prices for some games that weren't worth half as much as what they're worth now going up, like in another 5 years or so, I'll have a small mint in some of those boxes. I'd like 3 or 4 fucking plastic totes full of fucking games and systems.
Yeah.
Like, they're never going to come out. They're never probably ever going to get used again. Not that I can foresee.
I'm sitting here staring at two Xbox 360s right now.
Dude, it was surreal.
And a PlayStation 2.
I threw five Xbox 360s into the dump.
Yeah.
They were all broken, but I paid. I'm
pretty sure these work.
I think I paid like $80 or $50 or something for them. Like $80. It was like four repairs, basically. And I was going to learn how to do that. And it was just another one of those hobbies that it was just like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Not.
Yeah.
I ended up just sitting for 7 or 8 or 9 years. I probably got them around the time that I moved there. And I lived there for 10 years, man. 10 fucking years.
10 years.
Yeah. Like a just coming up on 10.
Of your life.
Hmm?
25% of your life was spent there.
Of my life so far.
So, well.
Let's hope.
Yeah. So far.
So far. Goodbye forever. Yeah, man. No, yeah, I lived there for a long time. So there was 10 years of shit there, dude, that just like, well, you know, you came and helped move for a bit there on that day. And it was just like coming across stuff. It's like, I hadn't seen it. Like I went into the fucking closet under the stairs. This was after you were gone to finally clean that. I was like, oh, there's the golf clubs. Oh, they're ruined. I threw the putter that my grandmother, I'm going to try to fix that up. It's just like a little bit of rusting here and there and some and like, you know, probably mold or some. Putter that my grandmother got me when I was like 12, 13, or 14 on one of our birthday golf outings. And I love that Tiger Shark putter. It's like not a big name brand, I don't think, but like I love putting with it. It's really good. So I was like, going to save that. The rest of them I bought when I first started the CSL. We were golfing a bit and it was like a $280 cheapo set, full set, you know. So okay, I went to the dump.
I remember it.
But let me tell you what, dude, standing on the back of a pickup truck. Over the dumpsters, because, like, by the time I woke up, you had just left as I was waking up, finally. And I was like, oh, motherfucker's real late. You were supposed to be home an hour ago.
Yeah, no, I had to move. At least. I was like, oh, shit.
So, yeah, I woke up to text message, hey, when you're ready, blah, blah, blah. We've already done, like, 5 runs to the dump. So I did 1 or 2 total runs. That's all I had to do with them. But, like, standing on that back of that pickup, with Larry there, just throwing the last bit of my old life in there, and then looking down and realizing that I hadn't even put it together yet, but like there was the big TV, there was parts of my desk, there were the 2 nice leather chairs, there were all these things of my life.
The big leather chairs went in?
Oh yeah, they cleaned it out. That house is clean top to bottom now, so...
Yeah, that's why Mike was like, wow, that thing was looked great.
Oh, did he say that?
I think he said, yeah, he said, well, that thing got cleaned right out, cleared right out.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, we did it. It took a lot. That next day, we did a whole day.
Then 2 days later, it got filled with fucking water.
It did?
Yeah, that get flooded in there.
Of course it did. Of course it did. No, I didn't know this.
In there a couple days ago. Like,
how bad?
After, Mike said it was a lot.
Yeah, probably the same amount. Dude, thank God I got out of there, bro.
Yeah, that would have happened again.
Again. That happened at the beginning of this year. Oh, man. I think that foundation is fucked. Yeah. Beyond all recognition, man. It's just getting to be worse and worse. We lived there for 10 years, and it wasn't that bad. But also 10 years ago, did we really have this weird pattern of it getting cold enough and then, but not cold enough to freeze the ground and then getting wet and a lot of wet, like all of what would normally be snow or like these huge fucking rainstorms and drizzle, whole day drizzles, you know? So it's like, it's accumulating. I've got huge fucking pools of water out in my backyard where it's not level, you know, where it's lower than where the level is, you know?
Yeah.
We're almost out of snow completely now. And oh, that made me also want to ask you, since you saw your mom, how bad it must Gore be right now? Did she say anything? Like, are they doing well? Like, what is even open up there? Is it cold enough?
My mom's house had snow at it.
Really? Well, that's just that difference of elevation change. That's why I'm curious. Because, like, right now, well, right before I started recording, I asked, because I went outside and had a cigarette, and I felt like it was kind of warm. I figured it was like 42. It's actually 38 right now. And drizzling.
Acclimated to it now.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I wonder, like, I mean, that could translate to 10 more degrees below that up at Gore, and that could be snowing right now. It could easily be 28. And 10 degrees, I think, is a fair difference from like here to the top, let's say.
Oh, absolutely. And varying, even to the base, it's like it's definitely at least a 5 to 6 degree difference.
That makes sense.
Sometimes 10 degree difference.
Yeah, so even if it was 6, it'd be just freezing point. So
you got to figure you're going up a few hundred feet just in the access road.
Sure. Yeah, I just kind of wonder about it because like it seems like this is the growing trend here. We're getting more rain when we should be getting snow, and it's becoming like a yearly thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other years worse than others, but it's just weird. I don't like
it. Last year's winter was the most mild winter I'd ever seen. Like, we barely got any snow.
Yeah, I feel like that was
the
thing.
And then it got, like, one dump.
Yeah, it was very icy last year, too. I feel like we got, like, snow and then rain after it. And then for a while, it was, like, fighting ice chunks for a week.
Yeah, but other than that, it was pretty easy going last year.
Right.
Huh. I hardly had to shovel. I remember that. And I only had to snow blow, like, 3 times.
Yeah, see, I remember last year, Trevor didn't have to plow very many times, 3 or 4 times, probably max. And of course, I'm a little higher than you are, so it makes sense if it was a few more times. But yeah, so it flooded over there. No shit.
Yep, flooded over there. I guess they got it taken care of.
That's good.
But yeah, that sucks. But yeah, well, I'm glad you got out of there, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we definitely were... We were moving along pretty good that day.
I think so.
Yeah, we got a lot done.
Yeah. No.
Those big things, dude, when we finally figured out how to take apart that one piece.
Oh my God, that took a long time. That was over an hour of time.
That'll break your heart.
Which reminds me, maybe I should put those screws back in there one of these days.
You've probably already filled it all up.
Oh yeah, dude, you saw it when it was here. It's full of the bitches. And I think, but I'm not sure, and I meant to bring this up when you were here, and I totally fucking forgot. But when you were here, when you dropped off the presents, as I should say, the time you were here before that, you were like eyeballing shit around, and I was like, what are you looking for? And you were like, nothing. But I think I figured it out when I started loading that thing. You were looking for the bookmark, weren't you?
No.
Oh, I was
looking to make sure, because I remember you had a poster of a Supergirl, and it was like similar, and I couldn't remember if you had that one, and I had already, but it was like I had another week or so I could like maybe take it back or send it back,
right?
So
no, it's fucking awesome.
No, I was like, no, I don't see it anywhere, so yeah, here, we're good.
No, it's fucking great. I just don't know where. I think I'm gonna end up putting it right there. I can see it between those monitors. I've kind of run out of space. Like, I really thought it out pretty well, I think. And I think in a couple weeks, Kenner, or whoever, Hasbro, whoever is re-releasing the Ghostbusters, you know the re-release Ghostbusters I have up on my wall?
Yeah.
They're coming out with the Fright Feature ones, all four dudes. Like, the one where Egon's tie goes up like this, and his head goes up, and he goes, and, like, eyes pop out and shit. I'm fucking so excited, dude. I'm gonna have to go buy those.
Nice.
My first real stupid purchase. Also, speaking of Ghostbusters, and I meant to give you these, because I thought I might have already given you a set of these, because I've got so many extras. I don't even know if you'd want them, but I think they're cool. They're cool for display. Little Funko mini Ghostbusters.
Nice.
Like a pretty decent...
Yeah, that'll go with some of my other ones.
They're nice. Pretty decent, almost-ish full set. The main guys. It's the slime guys, or the... Marshmallow guys, and then Slimer. And then I got some Rick and Morty ones, too. That are doubles that I wanted to give you. Because I know you like Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I do.
And I don't want to just put them upstairs, because that's where they're going if they don't, because I already have a set of them out.
Ella helped me put a couple stickers on my helmet tonight.
Oh, yeah?
From the set that you gave me.
Nice.
Yeah, there's some good ones. Right on the front, as if it was one of those helmets. Park, it says Anatomy Park right on the front of my helmet.
Fuck yeah, dude. I actually have an Anatomy Park embroidered hat.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you showed me that. Yeah,
I love that. It's so cool looking. Anatomy Park.
Yeah, there's some cool ones. Fuck, I love those stickers. There's a ton in there. There's like 50 fucking stickers.
Yeah,
in
I think
there,
it's
dude.
50.
That
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, well, most of them are pretty good too.
Oh yeah, they're all good. They are all good.
Yeah, there wasn't any that I was like, oh, I'm not gonna use this on anything. There was plenty that were like, yep.
Well, and like some of them, what I want to do is like make a scene,
right,
with them, because you can do like Jerry and Beth and everybody like all together,
yeah,
on a wall or something like that.
Exactly, with like Mr. Poopy Butthole and Ami Seeks and
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, no, there's definitely like some cool shit that could be done with them. That's for sure. That's for sure. So yeah, no, Christmas was good. It's just weird not having a lot of snow. Like I was saying, it's just fucking odd.
It is odd. Yeah.
Very odd.
I mean, there was still some snow at mom's house, but not a ton. I'm really bumming out because I want to get Ella on her skis.
You know? Oh, and you weren't able to yet?
Not yet. So, we were watching something. I can't remember what it was, but somebody was skiing and she goes, "Ooh, skiing." I said, "Do you want to go skiing, Munch?" "Yeah." I said, "You want to get on skis? We're going to put you on skis." She's like, "Yeah, skis."
Nice. So
I'm like, "Yes, let's do this."
That's cool.
Come on, snow. But it keeps raining, dude. It's green. It is green Christmas.
Yeah, I was down in your area the day after Christmas and, as soon as you hit, like, fucking, before even Pottersville, it's pretty much green now.
Yep. Yeah, weird.
Yeah, it's too bad, man. I don't know. Sorry, I'm opening my bottle of NyQuil. I'm trying to be quiet about it, but I also don't want the dead air. I definitely need a shot. My fucking head is screaming right now.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, so that's pretty much been what it's all about, I guess. That's all I've got.
Yeah. I had a fun tour. It was fun. We did lots of cool stuff. We went to cool places. We ate a lot of Shake Shack, yo. And Chick-fil-A. A lot of Shake Shack and Chick-fil-A. I want Shake Shack so
bad. I found a Shake Shack in the area.
Really?
I think. Not in the area. I mean, it's like a 30-minute drive. But, I think it's in Troy. So you might be able to hit that up when you go down.
Right. Well, I went to, obviously I went into your area because I wanted to go to the local dispensary. Local, yeah. An hour and a half away. And so after that, I was like, Teresa, you know what I want? I want Chick-fil-A. And so we drove 20 minutes over to what you call it and got in line for like a fucking half an hour for some Chick-fil-A.
Over to where?
I don't know. It was like 20 minutes away. 15, 20 minutes away from the dispensary. The first one that is open. That's not in the... That's not in the... What you call it? It might have happened while we were on tour, actually. There's a Chick-fil-A outside of the airport now within, like, 20 minutes of the dispensary, if that.
Interesting. I'm sure Jess knows. She
just I could also just look it up on... Yeah, I could look it up on Google and tell you exactly where it is. It was in, like, this mall complex. Like, Teresa knew exactly where it was. Like, you literally pull out, you take a right... You don't get in the first right lane because it'll take you on 87 south. You take the next one, 87 north. So it's that mall complex there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
I think it's where the Buffalo Wild Wings is. Isn't there an on-ramp to 87 close by there? There's like a bunch of mall shit right there. But it's not Wilton. Fuck. I don't know.
You're talking about in Clifton Park, exit 9?
Yeah, it could have been that. Cause like
that's where a Buffalo Wild Wings is in like an Olive Garden. There's
that sounds about right. Maybe
I think there's a Denny's over there. There's
yeah.
a Friday's.
Yeah. Yeah. So on the right hand,
Friendly's,
so if
Taco
you're
Bell.
Going to 87, cause that's the one where I think it goes. The first lane is 87 South. You have to stay in the middle lane to get to 87 North after the southbound lane. They both enter from the right. It's like right before that, there's a turnoff, and the Chick-fil-A is like right behind one of those buildings, like a Taco Bell or some shit.
Okay, I'll look into it. I'll look into it, and I'll go have me some chicken.
Vapor cool. I don't
vapor like, cool.
I don't like the thought of this, but
waka. Take your medicine. I didn't know that.
It's like drinking Chewbacca's mixed vapor rub.
Yeah. I didn't know that Chewbacca's voice was actually a bear from the San Diego Zoo.
I'm sorry. I can't say anything right now. This is the worst NyQuil I've ever had. It's got something like in it called...
They took Vicks vapor rub and put it into your fucking
Well, it's Vicks NyQuil. So, yeah, I guess so. It says vapor cool on it.
Yeah, they take vapor rub and they just took chunks and put it in there and mixed it in. And now you're just drinking what you're supposed to put on top of it.
I'm sorry, Vapo Cool.
Yeah, vapor.
It is literally like taking a fucking shot of Vicks Vapo Rub. That is all I can taste right now. It's like a licorice Vicks Vapo Rub. Fuck that. Wow. That is heinous, but hopefully it'll make me feel a little better.
See, you should like cut it with something.
A little bit of Coca-Cola?
Yeah, put a little Coca-Cola in there.
Well, that's the thing. I would have taken a sip of Coca-Cola if I had had a full one. So that means I've gone through two cans. That must mean we're pretty close to the end of the episode.
I think so, man. I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
It was a really good tale that we told.
I think so. And with 2024 on the horizon, who knows where else this will go. Obviously, like we said, there'll be periods of time where we go away, but like we also said, hey, look, we're back, you bitches. Hopefully y'all want to come listen.
Oh, wait. I got some huge news. Holy fuck, I can't believe I even haven't even said anything.
Oh.
I'm having another kid.
Yeah, this motherfucker and his sperm, right?
Yeah, dude. The Sperminator has struck again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a little boy.
Yep, little baby Bubba.
Little baby Bubba. I'm going to be
Godfather Part 2.
Godfather Part 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, that all happened like during tour 2.
Yeah, it did. It certainly did.
The impregnation part. Luckily, that happened while you were home.
Yeah.
Because that would have been weird.
It was pretty wild. All of a sudden, like a couple weeks into tour, Jess goes, hey, just so you know, I'm pregnant. What? Excuse me? Baking powder?
I think, what is it? What is it you said that? I think even you said, I did it again. I don't fucking know how I did it again.
Yeah.
You were just like fucking shocked a little bit. It was funny.
I was absolutely shocked.
I thought that was hilarious.
But yeah, we're having a boy. Working on names. If anybody's listening, I hope you are. Throw some names in the comment if you've got some ideas. That'd be awesome.
I've always been partial to Copernicus.
Anything other than Copernicus.
Joshua
sounds,
sounds like a great name.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay.
this segment of the show is called Can You Guilt Your Friend Into Naming Their Child After You?
Yeah.
I would not expect that. It's not, it's such a fucking regular name too. Maybe there's not as many Joshes now, but man, the 80s, the 90s, I always had to run into, your other Joshes. Like there was another, we went to a very small school, 20 some kids per class. And there was another Josh in the 20 some kids with me. So he was Josh V, I was Josh G based on my last name for like the entirety of middle school, you know, elementary to middle up to sixth grade when we were in more classes together at times, possibly in the same class for most of the day together.
Sure.
Right. But yeah, if you got good names, send them to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, yeah. Thick Daddy, that's not a good one, right? Like T-H-I-C-C-D-A-D-D-Y, Thick Daddy, that's probably not good.
Yeah, no.
No?
That's not
good. Yeah, but you know, we really should get Jess's opinion on this.
Okay, I'll ask her.
That little... Thick Daddy.
She said no.
Thick Daddy last name. Little Thick Daddy last name of yours. That'd be good. That's a good fucking name. That's a solid, strong man's name. Thick Daddy.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's almost the new year. Obviously, we won't have, you all are going to be surprised when this episode drops. So if you made it this far, thank you. Nice to be able to talk your ears off a little bit more. And also, with the new year coming up, I highly doubt we'll be dropping a new episode before the new year. So I hope that you all enjoy the start of 2024. And
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year. And, you know, don't
Merry get New Year.
Too fucked up. Don't drink and drive. Be smart. Get a designated driver.
Call your mom.
Even if you have to call your mom. I called my mom once after a situation. She was fucking pissed, but she still did it.
Fucking bet.
Yeah, because I woke her ass up at like, she always had a hard time sleeping anyway, but I woke her ass up at like 6 a.m. Long story short, this is how it went down. Went out partying with a buddy of mine in Lake George. He was my ride. I don't know why my car wasn't there. Normally I would have my car, but I didn't. He was my ride. And we went out and like at one point, like I remember it was my birthday, I think, or his birthday. But they put out like, I think it was 10 Captain and Cokes each. And we were already loaded, or 5 Captain and Cokes each, a total 10. And we had a race. But basically put it this way, it was like 3 a.m. or something, and he's walking shirtless, holding his shirt like up to his chest down Lake George, Canada Street, just opening his mouth and expunging vomit. And he's like, come on, let's get in the car. And I got in the car with him. He was driving, and then like as we were pulling away, I was like, let me the fuck, like I had an instant snap, I shouldn't be in this car, let me the fuck out of this car, blah 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 blah. We got in a huge argument. He wasn't, like, mean about it. I was being a fucking... I can remember to this day I was being mean. So he finally left me alone. I'm like, just fucking go. Fuck you, cunt. Just fucking go, you know, whatever. So I walked from Lake George to Warrensburg hammered. Like, one shoe on, one shoe off, hammered. It took a while.
It's like a good 6 miles, 7 miles.
It took a while, dude. And the sun was just coming up. And I got to the McDonald's there in Warrensburg. And I, like, just had enough change in my pocket. I called my mom multiple times to wake her up. Mom, she would have had to come and pick me up in the car that I would normally drive in. So yeah, it makes sense. Mom, I'm sorry, I'm at McDonald's.
Did she at least get some Mickey D's for breakfast?
No. It was get your ass in the car. I was of legal age, mind you, but I was living back at her house. So I was like 21 or 22. So it was like drive down to Warrensburg at 6 a.m. You know, she was not happy. She'd like thrown a fucking jacket over her nightgown or whatever. So she was fucking hot to trot pissed. And I wasn't even fucking hungover yet. I was still hammered. I was supposed to be at work 3 or 4 hours later back in Lake George. I did not make it. I was fucked, dude. So fucked up, man. I just remember I laid out there on the picnic tables waiting for her to come pick me up. Like one eye open, just like, yeah, dude, we were drunk. On that note, again, don't drink too much. And if you drink a lot, don't drive. Enjoy the new year. 2024 coming in hot. Who knows what we're going to see this year? Who fucking knows?
I don't know. Merry New Year.
Merry New Year, you know? And on that note, I am Josh. That guy over there, he's Bubba.
Hi, I'm Bubba.
And this was episode 26. We will be back sooner rather than later this time, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Peace be the journey.